I do the pre-export health testing on probably maybe a dozen shipments per year, mostly based out of Corumba, sometimes Charters Towers or Townsville. And other than that, I do a lot of the on-property pregnancy testing for the cattle before they go.
How would you describe what it's like on a boat with cattle?
The cattle are treated as first-class citizens. I think they had better digs than I did on the boat. The pens are kept very clean, and the men on the boat look after them very well. They're all hand-fed twice a day and fresh water 3 times a day. The air is always kept clean by big air blowers, and it's very important that they put on weight on the voyage, because a lot of time the exporters buy them on the weight here and sell them on the weight there. So if they can put on weight on the boat, it's a win for the exporter.
So, for people that have concerns about the animal welfare on a boat, from your perspective as a vet, how would you describe it for them?
The cattle are looked after. On the short haul voyages, there's a dedicated stockman who's been trained here, and they have a full veterinary kit with them. They're trained in what medications to use. Every day they have to send a report through to AQIS to say, what the health and welfare of the animals is, how much food they've eaten, how much water they've drunk. So it's very tightly controlled, and everybody knows exactly what's happening on a boat everywhere. The longer voyages, there's a vet on board, because there is more risk. The industry is doing very well with their mortality rates now, and they're well down, below the 1% on a voyage, which is quite fantastic.
How does that compare to even, say, a feedlot here on the land?
Yeah, the live export, mortality and morbidity rates are equal to or lower than on farm feedlots in Australia.
You're saying how it's so tightly controlled and monitored. Do you think that has been something that's improved since the live export ban?
Absolutely. The industry, was always trying to do a good job, but there is, much tighter regulations since the ban, and there's more reporting required, and they're, very strict on who does what and what qualifications you have to go on board and do all that.
Now I have to ask, it's a long drive from Muttaburra to Corumba, Libby. How are you managing that?
Don't drive, Lydia. I have my own plane, so I feel very poor when I have to drive anywhere, but have plane, we'll travel.
When did you get your pilot's license?
Yeah, that was part of my first job in Charters Towers. It was part of my contract once I got my license, so I'd never planned on being a flying vet, but now I am, and I love it. I fly any day.
The flying vet, I think that's what we'll name you.
Yeah, we've been called that a few times. There's a few of us around, but we're a dying breed, the flying vets.